Kevachol Halelos Anu Ochlin Chomet Umatso Halalo Hazeh Kulo Matso.
On all other nights, we may eat bread or matzah. Why, on this night, only matzah?
Shebachol Halelos Anu Ochlin She'or Yirakos Halala Hazeh Moror.
On all other nights, we may eat any kind of salad greens. Why on this night must we taste bitter greens?
Shebachol Halelos Enanu Mapilin Afilu Pamechos Halala Hazeh Shatei Fiyomim.
On all other nights, we need not dip any food in anything, even once. Why on this night must we dip greens twice? The celery in salt water and the bitter herb in charosis.
Shebachol Halelos Anu Ochlin Bein Yoshvinu Bein Misubin Halalo Hazeh Kulanu Misubin.
On other nights, we may eat either sitting formally or at ease. Why, on this night, are we especially at ease?
Well, okay, the Seders are right around the corner, and we want to get you in the mood, but we'll get to that in a few seconds. First, it's so nice to be back. We've had almost a month in Yerushalayim, and I'm just going to very briefly recount to you what a wonderful time we had. Now, you know that Helen and I are activists. Helen is Executive Director of Americans for Safe Israel. I'm on the board there, and we are very determined in our feelings. So this was really not a vacation. It was an activist vacation, if you will. The first day that we got there, we visited five army bases with Reuben Margulis giving our Shalach Monas to hundreds of wonderful soldiers. We spent time with Aryeh King, Chaim Silberstein, Aaron Pulver, Jeff Dalby, Judy Balint, and many other activists. The most interesting day in Arad with Zev Lanton. We spent the day there. A wonderful afternoon in Hebron with David Wilder. David Citadel, we went with my friend who was from the kibbutz, Eitan Teltzur. We went to Har HaBayit with Rebbetzin Shimon of Pisgat Zev. Earlier, we were at a wonderful Purim party at the Shimon residence there. Oh, yes, we demonstrated in Tel Aviv with thousands of other people for Bibi. That was a most exciting evening, and we're so pleased with the results. You know, Nadia Mitar and Yehudit Katzover, their heroines. We went to another Megillah reading at Oz V'Gaon. That's a little park and par. A little forest dedicated to the three who were slain, and it was quite stirring. Went with Ari Briggs of Regavim, and you know our friends who were expelled and pushed out from Gush Katif. We visited with Moshe and Rachel Saperstein. After 10 years, they finally moved into a new home just a couple of weeks ago in B'nai Dekalim. We also visited Anita and Stuart Tucker, our friends, in their new home. We were in Itamar, where we visited the yeshiva and with the mayor and his wife. At the Begin Center, we heard Zhu Jin, the Chinese professor. Helen and I had a TV show for 8 years. We had interviewed Zhu Jin, who wrote the book The Jews of Kaifeng. It was very interesting. We attended a private talk with Yuli Edelstein, at another time a private talk with Tzipi Hotavelli. Some of you may know Walter's World. That's Walter Bingham, who has a wonderful program in Israel. He interviewed Helen. And we worked with Mati Friedman, Judy Nussbaum. I was honored with an Aliyah, believe it or not, at the Great Synagogue. Chaim Adler and the choir were wonderful, as usual. I went to a small shul near our apartment, and I heard... for me, a new cantor, David Weinberg, a fine young talent. And then the highlight, there are many other things, but one of the highlights for me was giving my Yussel World presentation at the OU. And it was particularly gratifying because I met several fans from Israel who listened to the program religiously, if you will. There was Tzvika Meiri from Modi'im. Now, this was something. His daughter was married the day before, but he just had to come in for the presentation. His wife let him take an hour off. And it was great meeting you, Tzvika. David Wilder, who we had visited, I told him about my program, and he's been listening, and it's a great discovery for him, and welcome to the program, David, and I'm sure you'll pass the word around. Yehuda Dove Bear was there. Now, Walter Bingham attended, and his nephew is a fine young pharmacist, Shalom Billig, who was a great fan of the program, and I had the pleasure of meeting Rabbi Yaakov and Chana Homnick. I also met Harry Gluck, the brother of the late Johnny Gluck of South Africa, and Zev Lanton and many others. I just want to thank publicly Phil Chernofsky for arranging the presentation. And I just want you to know that when I return in June, I'm planning to give the presentation at other venues, and they will be announced. So for those of you who missed out on the presentation in Yerushalayim, I'm going to be shooting to do another one or two in Yerushalayim area, and perhaps one in the Netanya area. I'll keep you posted on that. Okay, enough of that. Let's get right to this wonderful Moshe Osher Seder. The narration is by Barry Gray, and it's with the Abraham Nadel Choir, very famous choir. You know his wonderful sons, the cantors. And let's get right to it. The Moshe Osher Seder from about 60 years ago or so. I should get the exact date, which I'll try to get, but right now let's go to it.
This is the sound of the Miriam drum, which was used by Miriam the prophetess as she accompanied her brother Moses, leading the children of Israel out of bondage into a world of freedom. Listen. Behold this golden goblet of wine. It is a symbol of joy as we celebrate the festival of Passover. Many long years ago on this night, our ancestors heard the call of freedom, and tonight that call rings out once more, commanding us to champion the cause of the oppressed peoples throughout the world. We raise our goblets of wine in thankfulness to God that this call can still be heard. Yes, we thank God that the love of freedom still burns in the hearts of men, and we pray the world will soon be liberated from all cruelty, tyranny, oppression, and war. Listen as we chant the Kiddush, the traditional prayer of sanctification.
Baruch Ato Hashem. Oh, should have been
Oh,
now drink our first cup of wine. It is customary for each person to drink four cups of wine at the Seder table. These four cups symbolize the ancient four freedoms, which are represented in the liberation of the Jewish people from bondage. Halachma Anya. This is the bread of poverty which our ancestors ate in the land of Egypt. Let all who are hungry and needy enter and eat with us. And now, as the cups of wine are refilled, the famous four questions are recited. The answers to these specific questions are given throughout the Seder in the performance of the rituals and their explanations. Here are the children, all of the Jewish children in the world, asking these four questions. Why is this night different from all other nights?
In salt water, and the second time in charoset.
The fourth question is, on all other nights we may eat, either sitting or leaning, but on this night of Passover, we all lean.
And the answer is Avodi Moino Lifari Bimitzrayim. Bayotienu Hashem Elikeinu Mishom Biotcha.
We were once the slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord, our God, delivered us from bondage by His might. A toast is now recited to the miracle of Jewish survival through centuries of persecution. As the Haggadah says, in every generation our enemies rise up against us, but God has always delivered us from their hands. This is the promise that God made to our ancestors and to us.
Marsh, so ad hoc che muscinemo.
We now reach the reading of the 10 plagues which God brought to the Egyptians.
Eilu eser makoshei biakurish boruch hu ala mitzriyim bimitzrayim. Eilu
As each one of these plagues is mentioned, a drop of wine is spilled from the goblet into a plate.
Dom!
Dom!
Sifaredeya!
Let us, therefore, sing a song of thanks to God, not only for protecting us from our enemies, but also for the great and magnificent gifts he has bestowed upon us, his Torah, the Sabbath, and the festivals. And now his greatest gift, which we in this generation have been privileged to witness, the return of our land, the land of Israel, Dayenu.
I'm
dainu, 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 dainu.
Let us express our grateful joy as we drink the second cup of wine, marking the halfway point in our Seder. The matzah and bitter herbs are now eaten together in sandwich form, according to the custom of the famous sage Hillel of blessed memory.
Zecher l'migdash ki Hillel, ki nasa Hillel bizman shibis amigdash hoyokayom, hoyokorech matzo morer v'yochil biyachad likayim ha-shinemar. Al matzus umrorim yoechlo. Esst und trinkt in Otanur.
The second half of our Seder begins with the grace after meals.
Yishem Hashem mevorech miyatu v'yadoy ilom v'shizmuru nevirabuna v'raboy zayin v'urech shechalni mishilov
yumei v'urech shalami shalov
v'yavdivoy shechalnu mishilov v'yiftu v'yifayinu Baruch atu Hashem elikinu melecho ilam azonos v'ilam kula v'tuvoy v'chein.
Praise be thou, O Lord God, King of the world, who feeds the entire universe with his goodness, his grace, and his loving kindness. He gives bread to all flesh, and in his great goodness, food has never been lacking for us, for he feeds and supports everyone. Our God, our Father, feed us, support us, sustain us.
Rachim Rachim Nu Hashem Elikinu Al Yisrael Amech V'al Yerushalayim Yerech V'al Tzion Mishkan Kevodayich V'al Malchus Bezduvet Mishichech V'al Abayis Agudol Agudol V'akudol Reino, kubul tsuroy sin oy meher mikol tsuroy sin ay venu
Third cup of wine is called Elijah's cup. In Jewish tradition, the prophet Elijah is the messenger of God, appointed to herald the era of the Messiah, the era of perfect happiness, when all peoples throughout the world shall be free.
Oh,
Noach ben David, im Moshiach ben David.
Drink the third cup, the cup of Elijah, and then refill our cups for the fourth and last time.
Baruch ato Hashem.
As is our custom, we chant selections from Hallel, a group of psalms written by King David. The Lord will remember us. He will bless us all, both great and small.
Oh! Alleluia.
All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever.
Oidu l'Hashem ki yito,
kiryom lam
hasto. Oidu lilu kei yuvilo ekim,
kiryom lam hasto.
Oidu l'adoinei yuhadoinim,
kiryom lam hasto.
V'yashen afloiz g'doilos levadoi,
kiryom lam hasto.
V'yesh ha-shumayim b'izvuno,
kiryom lam hasto.
V'roi k'orib tzalamoyim,
kiryom lam hasto.
Amidst this burst of spiritual ecstasy, the last of the four cups of wine is consumed to its very dregs. Now that the four cups of wine have been consumed, the official ceremony is over. But wait, our rejoicing has only begun. It's time for some rhythmic Hasidic melodies. Rhythm, of course. Rhythm has always been the very soul of Hasidic prayer.
Kill the fire, 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 kill the fire,
And now our concluding song, Chad Gadya. This is a folk song written especially for children. That is, children from 6 to 60. It tells the story of a father who bought a little goat, although it also tells about a cat, a dog, and many other things. Listen well to this song because it really tells the entire story of the Jewish people throughout their long history.
Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya,
Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya.
The Tsar in a boat,
the Tsar in a boat.
Okay, I guess we'll go a little over. This is one more Chad Gadya, the classic with Bensian Shankar.
Oh, my God, you're the Zabina.
Benzin Shaker with God God You Are. And this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoy these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. And I always appreciate your feedback. cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. So shalom, everyone, and thanks for joining with me. Oh, yes, don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Shalom.